Today I want to talk a little bit more about the Menorah of Bayis Sheni, which was eventually taken to Rome and seen in Rome. We know that we have two big Yomim Toivim of the Rabbanon, Chanukah and Purim, and that even though in the calendar Purim comes after Chanukah, Chanukah is in Kislev and Purim is in Adar, in historical calendar, Purim happened before Chanukah. Purim is between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, and Chanukah is near the end of Bayis Sheni. Everybody knows the Gemara we have in Shabbos, the Chafala from the Beis. The Gemara asks, "My Chanukah? What's Chanukah?" And the Gemara tells us that there was a story that the Yevonim, they were metama all the oil in the Heichal. And when the Chashmonaim came and they were victorious, they couldn't find any oil of Tahr, pure oil, that was sealed with the signature and the signet ring of the Kohen Gadol. And they finally found one, and it could only last for one day. And they needed 8 days, and Hashem made a nest that the oil lasted for 8 days. When you read that Gemara, it's mashma that there wasn't an issue with the Menorah. The issue was only with the oil. However, we have to know that there is another historical part of this picture, and that is that in addition to the fact that there was no oil, there was also no menorah. Why? We have a sefer. It was written by a Frum Yid at the time of the Chashmonaim, and the sefer is called Sefer HaMakabim, or in the Hebrew word, Sefer HaMakabim. And it's obviously not from the Chavdalet Sifri Kodesh, and there's a lot of debate about the Sefer HaMakabim and exactly all the details, but most of the story of Chanukah, the way we know it, it's a lot from there in Megillas Antiochus. There's another whole separate parsha. And the Sefer HaMakabim, we have over here that he describes that when the Yevonim came into the Heichal, they didn't just contaminate and, you know, bring tumah to the oil. They also took the menorah. And look at the words. He arrogantly entered the sanctuary, took the golden altar, the lampstand for the light, which is the menorah, and all its utensils. In other words, by the time Antiochus was done with his damage of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't just that they did not have oil. They also did not have a menorah. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses what they did. We have interesting Gemara. The Gemara says you're not allowed to make a copy of the menorah of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, including the menorah. Are you allowed to build a wooden menorah in the shape of the Beis HaMikdash, a 7-branch menorah out of wood, and like it was in the Beis HaMikdash? So, the B'yoisi Bar Yehuda says, Af Eitz Lo Yase, this Gemara Shon Chavdalad Amud Beis, where the B'yoisi Bar Yehuda says, you should not even make a menorah out of wood. Why not? The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was not wood, it was gold. He says, because that's what the Chashmonaim used when they had to rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, you look in the Rashi, when they were finally victorious over the Greeks, and they took them out from Yerushalayim, kicked them out, and they purified the Beis HaMikdash. They had a big problem. They were all poor. They had just won a war, but war is costly. They didn't have money. They couldn't rebuild the menorah out of gold. So the Gemara says they built it out of wood. The Gemara then clarifies, and the Gemara asks, Misham Raya, that's your proof. Shaputim shall barzel hayu v'chipum be'etz, meaning that they were really metal rods. Now Rashi says, why were they called rods? because they didn't have any of the ornaments on it, because the flowers, the buttons, and the gvim, and the cups, you only make if it's gold. But if it's any other material, you don't have all the ornaments. So it's just considered like, you know, regular pieces of iron. So it was based in iron, but it was covered with wood. So we see that when they came to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that's what they had. Now, it's fascinating. I don't want to get too much into it, but there's a Marsha in the Gemara in Shabbos, the story of Hanukkah, and he basically wants to know how they even had the Menorah the first day. You're not to make a Menorah in the shape of the Menorah, and it takes time to make a Menorah, as well as whoever's going to make it, they were all Tamei. So how did they, anyways, build this Menorah? How did they get the Menorah to light the oil? So he says, interesting thing, three lines from the bottom, it's worth reading the entire paragraph, but now we don't have the time for it. V'yesh li'yashiv l'fi darka, you must say, Shehayu Menorah shel Eitz, there already was a Menorah built out of wood, Asuya kvar biad mishu b'mokim acher, v'loy nitmo asham. Ayid decided to build the Menorah, go against halacha, and build the Menorah shel Eitz. And he had it in his house, far away, and the Yevonim never got to it, and they never made it to me. V'netluay they pshuti kli Eitz, v'nesu al ha-migdash. They themselves were tamei. So they had to hold it in a way that, through wooden hold things, which are not kalim, so it didn't make the wood tamei, which wouldn't make the Menorah tamei. They had to have a whole contraption, how to bring this Menorah. V'tzorech loymar do'i si'i she'asa kvar kitavnes ha-menorah gam b'shel Eitz asa b'iser. You must say that according to the Shita, that you're not allowed to make a copy of wood Menorah, that the person was over an Isser, and he built this Menorah, but because that person was over an Isser, they had a Menorah to use in the Beis HaMikdash. Whether you accept this or not, this is the Marsha writing this. The Gemara says, Hey Shiru, when they got a little richer, Asum Shel Kesef, they rebuilt the Menorah out of silver. Chazru Ishidu, when they got even richer, Asum Shel Zav, they made it out of gold. Now, what does it mean that they got really rich? So, especially later, we know that there was a person who was a probably very evil person, and his name was Hordis. He was from the Chashmonaim, but he really was from Avodim of the Chashmonaim. He killed out a lot of the family of the Chashmonaim. And without getting into the whole history of Hordis, he, at the end of his life, he was a big builder. He built what they have today, Masada, all these big things. And his big thing that he built, he rebuilt the whole Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra, I think in Sukkah as well, Mi shalayra binyan hordis, layra binyan miyomav. If you didn't see the Beis HaMikdash, the way it was redone by Hordis, you never saw such a beautiful building. He mamish went all out and he built the most beautiful Beis HaMikdash. And at that point in time, he also rebuilt one of the most beautiful menorahs out of gold. And therefore, by the end of the Churban, it was actually a full gold menorah there. But this is the story of the menorah, and obviously it eventually ends up in Rome, where it's seen by one of the Tanoim. Now, what happened to the other Kalim, and is it still in the Vatican, etc.? We'll be talking about the other Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash in tomorrow's shiur.